there's agreement. There was a contract in 2000. We believe that the city believes that expired 10 years ago, or after 10 years. You know, there was a proposal that came in front of us at the last council meeting and was tabled, but now we have this kind of lawsuit in front of us that makes it even reduces the cost for consumers even more. And I think that it creates a big challenge, right? I think people can understand the regressive structure of the more water you use, the less that you pay. We thought that at the very least it was fair to equalize everything and create a flat structure. Now, other cities have a progressive structure. The more water that you use, the more that you pay. Mm-hmm. It has a built-in incentive to, you know, have people using less water of this precious resource that we have.
Cost
for the utility. And, you know, I think at some point, the more pressure to carve out a specific amount for one player, and this lawsuit isn't about restoring the tiers for all of those businesses. It's just about restoring those special tiers for consumers' energy only. You know, I think other communities have figured out a way to have a progressive structure. And in fact, not only for other cities has figured this out and use a progressive structure for their water systems, but other utilities have as well. And one of the utilities that has figured it out is Consumers Energy. Consumers Energy actually has tiers for those customers that use a lot of power.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you that one of the big companies that uses a lot of power is the city of Jackson. And we use a lot of power at our water treatment plant to generate water so that consumers can make energy.